WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Chad Robinson. Topping our report this hour, new tonight, the Biden administration is revealing some of what the president will talk about tonight in his State of the Union address. The White House says topics will include making more progress on ending cancer, dealing with mental health issues, and tackling the ongoing opioid epidemic. If you earned less than $60,000 last year, you could get money back from the IRS by filing for the Earned Income Tax Credit. Marcia Suarez of Legal Services of New Jersey says once you file for the credit,
you can choose to get a check in the mail. You can choose to have it direct deposited into your checking account. It's much quicker if you get it direct deposited.
More information about filing for the Earned Income Tax Credit can be found at NJ1015.com. An investigation is underway after a woman was stabbed to death in a New Jersey home earlier this morning. Hudson County prosecutors say cops responded to a call at a West New York apartment on Murphy Place. That's where they discovered the 24-year-old woman with multiple stab wounds, and she was pronounced dead at the scene. A person of interest is in custody. A proposed law advancing in the New Jersey legislature would force telemarketers to share additional information within 30 seconds of a call, including the name and number of the company they represent. Beverly Brown Ruggio with New Jersey Citizen Action says any bill that aims to protect consumers is important, but
I think when this type of legislation is proposed, it's also important to look at how it will be implemented and enforced.
Current Jersey law prohibits telemarketers from calling residents between the hours of 9 p.m. and 8 a.m. Water mains that are a century old in two Monmouth County communities are being replaced, which will lead to some traffic delays for the next few months. The water mains are located in Fairhaven and Monmouth Beach. Some fire hydrants and 65 utility service lines are also being replaced. Utility officials say they expect the work to take about 3 months. Will there be any rain for the Garden State this week? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
Jersey Radio.
I love what you do for the state of New Jersey.
New Jersey 101.5.
101.5 News Time, 7:04. Now New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
Still watching some heavy volume on the westbound side of 280 as you go west of exit 16 across the Stickle Drawbridge and out into exit 14 in Newark. Once you're west of Newark, a good ride out to the parkway and out towards Interstate 80. Not a bad ride on 80. Pretty good on the parkway top to bottom as well. Still a good ride as you travel north and south on the turnpike. We do have troubles on Route 1 north in Plainsboro right by Ridge Road. It's an accident blocking the left lane of travel. And Route 10 eastbound in Whippany right by Troy Hills Road. That's a crash yet to be cleared from that right lane of travel. Crossing the Hudson, leaving New Jersey at the Holland Tunnel, about a 10-minute wait from 1 and 9, better from the Turnpike. You're good at the Lincoln Tunnel and the GW Bridge. Traffic every 15 minutes. Your next report at 7:18. I'm Mike Barker on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 7:05.
National winner for Best Newscast. New Jersey 101.5 has received the 2022 Edward R. Murrow Award for Best Newscast. We bring you our best because you bring us yours.
You're simply the best.
Proud to be New Jersey 101.5.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, mostly cloudy for tonight. We'll have a few showers around, especially during the evening hours. Lows will be down into the mid and upper 30s. But as we head through tomorrow, we'll see a return to some sunshine, a little bit of a breeze at times, but it's going to be a fairly pleasant, mild day. High temperatures into the low and mid 50s tomorrow afternoon. We'll have a partly cloudy sky tomorrow night. Lows will be in the upper 20s and low 30s. Plenty of clouds into the day on Thursday. We'll have some rain at times, especially from late morning on. Thursday's high will be in the low 50s. That rain will wind down into Thursday evening. And then as we head into Friday, temperatures really surge. We'll see temperatures likely get into the upper 50s, perhaps even near 60, with some sunshine at times. Now, meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Elmer, 38. Alexandria, 38. Hamilton, 41. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.